From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DeMattei. A year ago today, Hurricane Irma was one of 10 consecutive named storms. Its wind speed set records. Scientists say stronger hurricanes are likely a sign of the changing climate. As South Florida tries to adapt, there are a lot of people here whose jobs are becoming less about imagining climate change impacts and more about seeing them firsthand. Victor Roldan is with Risk Management Solutions, which helps insurance companies predict the costs of disasters. He spoke with WLRN's Kate Stein about staying in Miami during Hurricane Irma because he wanted to see the difference his work is making in the real world.
I decided to stay in Brickell, where I lived and work. I remember talking to some of my colleagues that were in California. I was broadcasting to them from my cell phone, and everybody's like, oh my God, you know, it's a river coming through the Brickell area. And it's amazing to see that, you know, to see it from the balcony or your apartment.
Yeah. So tell me more about that, because you weren't required to stay for work or anything. Why did you decide to stay in the middle of a hurricane?
Well, I sent my family off. They were safe. So I decided to stay on my own. What we knew at that point is that this was a Cat 5. It has been significant time without hurricanes. So I wanted to see how we had built resilience from that point on. And my own building, I was very interested in understanding the resiliency of the building, or the community also, that I lived.
What was the experience like of riding out the storm in Brickell?
So high tide was around noon time. So that's where storm surge was on the highest. I think it was around 4 feet at that point. And the seawall disappeared pretty much. So the water was all over the seawall. And you could see that many of the buildings that were built understanding that threat, they didn't suffer any damage. You know, our building, I think our first floor is 20 feet high. So we were protected. Other buildings that had parking lots on the third level, they did have damage on trees and cosmetic damage, I would say.
Were you scared during this?
I felt this is my work, so I felt that I needed to be there. I talk a lot about this. This is what I sell. So I needed to experience one. I was never scared. I knew that I would make myself uncomfortable. I knew that perhaps I will live without air conditioning and without electricity for 3-4 days. But actually, that never happened. I guess the big question here was, what could have happened if Irma hit us straight with a Cat 5? That estimated losses over there could have been $100 billion. So that was the big one. And we avoided that.
So tell me, now that you've been through a hurricane in South Florida, in Brickell, does it change the way that you think about your job?
I think I'm actually quite proud of what we do, because I can see how our models are helping the industry, helping actually communities to build resilience through the understanding of risk, through the understanding of these events, of these phenomena, from Wilma to now. I mean, I can see that. I can see the improvements on the kind of construction. Most of the new buildings now are impact windows. The balconies are reinforced. Still a lot of work to do. But yeah, I'm quite proud of that.
That was Victor Roldan with Risk Management Solutions. His company helps insurance companies predict the costs of disasters. Roldan spoke with WLRN's Kate Stein. This interview is part of The Invading Sea, a collaboration on sea level rise among WLRN and the editorial boards of the Miami Herald, the Palm Beach Post, and the South Florida Sun Sentinel. You can find more at theinvadingsea.com. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DeMattei.